Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're finishing it up here on hour number one of the second guest show. Mike DeTayo, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. On now with us, Mark Menard with our Pelicans Primer, sponsored by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why, we know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. Mark, the Pelicans won in overtime last night, but not a lot of people knew about it because they were watching the national championship game.
Yeah, well, you know what? I definitely had the game on in here because it started at 6, so right. I got to watch the first part of it before LSU got underway, and then I kind of followed it on my phone from that point on. But a good win, a very good win for the guys. You know, they did give up a fourth quarter lead, but they jumped back on top in overtime. In fact, they scored more points in overtime than they scored in the whole fourth quarter, which is incredible.
That's incredible when you think about it. And that's a team you should beat.
Yes.
The Pistons are a team you should beat.
But the Pistons already beat them once down here. So
that's true.
Nothing was guaranteed in this game. Plus, they were still playing without Derek Favors, without J.J. Redick, without Jrue Holiday. So the fact that they got that win on the road, the last game of a three-game road trip when you know they're all a little tired, it speaks well for where they're headed this season. And now, big things brewing, guys. Might see the debut of a certain number one overall draft pick on Thursday.
Mark, we gotta put him in the game. I think ESPN caught him almost sleeping on the bench. He's like taking a nap. We gotta put him in the game and dress him out. Did you see?
I saw it.
It's like almost he was in church. You know when you go to church sometimes
and the sermon get a little too long.
It gets a little long, and you want to pay attention. Your head kind of goes like this, and you look up. Did you see Zion? He's trying to be into it. We got to get him on the court to get his interest.
Look, ideally, of course, you want him to be paying attention at all times. But we've all been there, guys. We all know what it's like when you hit that little moment where you start to nod there's nothing you can do about it. But you know what? Like you said, the cure for that is get him in the game, and he'll be much more into it. And multiple sources reporting that we could see that happen as early as Thursday night when they host the Utah Jazz. Team that they continue to have problems with year in and year out. This could be maybe a little something extra that pushes them over the top against Utah if they can get him in. And now, look, Alvin Gentry said he's going to be on a minutes restriction to start and see how he goes. So
almost like a pitch count.
Right, so he's not going to play the whole game or anything. He's not even going to play probably half the game. But we'll get him in spurts, and probably those spurts will be extremely exciting because we know what he can do when you put him out on the floor.
One of the things, just kind of going through social media, look through the Twitter, and every time, he goes out and, he's kind of shooting hoops and all, they must have about 50 people that post videos of that, of him just practicing.
People are desperate. They're clamoring. They just want Zion, as much as they can get him, and that's all they can get right now. So, yeah, it's a big deal when he gets out on the floor and starts shooting a little bit. But, the day is coming, guys. It seems like it's upon us here, just maybe 50 hours away from seeing Zion Williamson in a Pelicans uniform in a regular season game in the Smoothie King Center. Could be happening here in a couple of days.
Mark, thanks so much for the report. We appreciate it. And that's our Pelicans Primer, sponsored by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.